This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked.
Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Finelli. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm delighted. I learned something last night. You and I have not talked about this. We talk all the time, but we haven't talked about this. So I decided that, you know, one of the last things I'm going to do before leaving is make an appearance at the annual board of directors meeting at Laclede Electric. Now, my fourth run before leaving town. And, they have this committee. And this is an educational piece that I'm going to teach you about, class. Everything they ever told you is a lie. And here's more proof. So they have 9 directors, and each one of them serves for 3 years, and they're up for re-election. And they always run for re-election. Well, they have a nominating committee that nominates people to run against the incumbents. Otherwise, you'd be re-electing the people who have been elected in the first place. One guy's there over 45 years. So there's no such thing as term limits at Laclede Electric Cooperative. Well, so they formed this committee, and they have this newspaper called Cooperative News, and it comes to all the members. Those are people who buy electricity. All you have to do is pay the bill and buy electricity, and you're a member. And they say that if you're if you buy electricity from them, you are an owner of the corporation. So I'm an owner of Laclede Electric Cooperative. But that's kind of a lie, and I'll tell you why it's a lie. Because as an owner, I asked the CEO, I sent him an email, and I asked him how much we're paying him and the top management, meaning the vice presidents of the electric cooperative, and he won't tell me. So as an owner, I have been unable to find out what the compensation package is for the CEO and the vice presidents. Well, there was an announcement in the last issue, the May 2019 issue of the Cooperative News, and they're, by charter, they have to tell you of these meetings they have. So they have a meeting, had a meeting on the 13th, May 13th, and I learned about this, and this is a meeting of the nominations, the Committee on Nominations. Now, who are they? Well, the people who are running for re-election select people to be on a committee, to find people to run against them. So what kind of motivation would someone have to find a person to put them on a committee to get someone to run against them? Well, obviously they don't want to be unseated from office, because they get paid between $400 and $500 for half a day's work, 9 a.m. through 1 o'clock, and from 12 to 1 is lunch. So they work 3 hours, and they get a free lunch, and they get $400 minimum. If you're the chairman of the board of directors, you get $500. And then you get, you know, travel reimbursements, and if you want to get trained on something, you get paid to go at $400 a day to do that, too. So it's all, and you get free dental insurance, and you get medical insurance, and you get travel insurance. You get all kinds of perks. And the membership, the electricity buyers from the co-op, have no idea that this is what's happening, that these guys are making a fortune. I mean, how many of you make $100 or $133 an hour? How many of you? Or more, $166 an hour? How many of you? Not many, right? Well, I offered to work for free, but that didn't even cut it. So they had this, they had this committee, and they had a committee meeting. So I asked the CEO, I sent him an email, and I said, I'd like to be at the meeting. He said, no, it's not open to the public. It's not open to the public. Huh. So I couldn't go to the meeting, and I wanted the phone numbers of all the committee members. He wouldn't give them to me. So he had the chairperson call me, and I talked to her last night. Now, the meeting's over. They've already selected the candidates for the board of directors. They've selected the candidates to run against the incumbents. So I had a whole bunch of questions. I talked to this gal for an hour. She was the committee chairman. I said, I'd like the phone numbers of everyone else. She doesn't know if she can give them to me, so she didn't. I said, are you being compensated? Yes. I said, how much? She won't tell me. She has to get permission from the CEO to tell me how much she's being compensated to be on the board. So on the committee. So there's a whole bunch of people on this committee to find people to run against the incumbents. So my question is, so what is the criteria that the committee looks for in selecting people to run against the incumbents on the board of directors? I hope you're sitting down. Number one, they're looking for people willing to serve on the committee. I'm sorry, on the board of directors. They're looking for people who are willing to serve. Let me say it a different way. They're looking for people who are willing to serve. They would like them to be willing to go to some training seminars if they choose to do that. They want them to stand behind whatever decisions they make. So if the board, if one of these people who is selected to run against the board members becomes a board member, it's never happened. Well, not in my time. I've never seen it happen where one of these committee members has selected people that's run against the board who've actually won. I've never seen it myself. But the idea is if they are on the board of directors, they have to stand behind the decisions the board makes. That's very important to them. So number one, you have to be willing to be on the board. Number two, you've got to be inclined to want to go to some training if you feel like it. You have to go to most meetings. That'd be 8 out of 12 a year. That's what they'd like. They can't enforce it, but they'd like you to do that. And if the board makes a decision, you have to stand behind that decision. Here's what that means to me. That means to me that they are looking for a bunch of dummies. People who are willing to be led to slaughter or willing to lead you as a electric customer to slaughter. It's unbelievable to me. They want you to stand behind the decision. So you get a bunch of people who know nothing about running a multi-million dollar corporation. You get them in there, and then somebody says, I think we ought to raise the rates. Well, you think that's a good idea? Well, yeah, it's a real good idea. Okay, all in favor, say aye. And now they've all signed an agreement saying that they will not dissent from that decision. That's how it works. Am I kidding? No. So as an owner of the corporation, I can't find out how much the CEO makes, how much the vice presidents make. As an owner, I can't go to the committee meetings. And they've already selected their candidates. And I said to this gal, how long have you been associated with the committee? Well, she's been on and off for 8 years. I said, did you know that I'm running and I'm a bona fide candidate and I have my petition signed already and have had for months? No, she didn't know. She didn't know. Obviously, she hasn't done her due diligence. Does she know who I am? Yes. And she took exception to my performance on stage because she thought I was aggressive. I said, I get 2 minutes. 2 minutes to get my message across, and the rest of the board can talk about their honeymoons and whatever they want for as long as they want. Nonsense. They can talk about whatever they want, and it's allowed. Me, I get 2 minutes, and then the attorney and the police are ready to haul me off stage. So I asked her. So I started asking her some questions. I said, do you know smart meters are known to cause cancer? She didn't know. She didn't know that cell phones cause cancer. She didn't know about time of use metering. Here's a gal who is the chairperson of the committee to select candidates to run for the board of directors. the highest level of management of this corporation, and she didn't know that smart meters cause cancer. She also didn't know about the Internet of Everything, or the Internet of Things. During that conversation, I used the word ignorant. I said there are people who are ignorant of the facts. That doesn't mean they're stupid. It means they don't know. So here we have a whole committee of people who have no idea what they're doing, yet they're in charge. Can you imagine? That's what's wrong with the United States of America. That's why we're going down. And when I was done telling her, she said, boy, you know, it'd be great if you could get your message across. And she was glad she met me on the phone because she had a different opinion of me. Of course she did. Because she got the opinion that from top management, Finelli's out of control. We can't let him be on the board. He'll destroy the electric cooperative, which is total nonsense. I said to her, do you know that if the power grid goes down, 90% of the people will die within 30 days? She said yes. That she knew. So she knows that, and she's willing to put total incompetent, ignorant people on the board. So, to be on the board of directors of a multi-million dollar corporation, all you have to do is have the willingness to serve. And it's worse than that. Because she said that, well, you know, you need to give... I said, look, one of the people that you guys put on the slate you nominated was a Walmart cashier. Now, obviously, I can be attacked for saying how insensitive that is for me to say, you know, her station in life is not commensurate with her being on the board of directors. Really? Really. So what has happened in her life that she went from, maybe she was something else, I don't know, or maybe she reached the epitome of being a Walmart cashier, I don't know. But I do know that she didn't even show up for the election. And she got no votes, or maybe a handful, maybe three or four, out of thousands of people who were voting. What I'm saying is that these corporations are putting people on the board. They pay them to be on the board to be yes men and yes women. We think we need a rate increase. Okay. And then the opinion is, well, you know, we need to give people a chance. Really? So we want to have people run General Motors. Well, let's find some people who have no idea what the automobile industry is about and let them put them in charge of General Motors or Ford or Chrysler or Kraft Foods. What a great idea. Let's sink the ship.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. Yep. Equal opportunity for everybody. And it doesn't matter whether you know what you're doing or not. What Laclede wants is to have people who are ignorant of the facts be on the slate to run against the incumbents for the board of directors. And wouldn't it be great if you could have a board of directors who know nothing about what they're doing? And they are yes men and yes women. Wouldn't that be great? And then if you're the CEO, you can run the show because you're dealing from a position of power where the people who are above you have no idea what they're doing. So they just say, yes, whatever you think. Yep. Yeah, boss. Whatever you say. Rich, any comments on what I said?
Oh, you betcha. I got quite a few here. I've been writing down. Basically, this is just a micro example of no representation for the little guy, basically keeping the status quo. In other words, let me just give some examples that screw the little guy because we are allowing ourselves to be uninformed. And that's part of the distract, dumb down, and division that the powers that be are trying to implement over us to make us be followers, pardon me, and not thinkers. Now, when you look at wages and disposable income, it hasn't increased in 10 years for the middle class. So when the Fed sees a recession coming, they basically just manipulate the numbers to mask it. You know, when you look at the yield curve inversions that are occurring now, somewhere between 25 and 30 just yesterday, 80% of people live paycheck to paycheck. The middle class is literally being sabotaged. You know, we just a few examples here. Trade deficit narrowing. It usually is good news, but yet to keep in mind that our GDP or our growth is measured by consumption here in the U.S. So often that means booming exports, but manufacturing is actually going down. So U.S. consumption is weakening because of too much debt. Another great example is money printing, QE. It basically benefits the super wealthy, 93%. Or let me reverse that. All of QE benefits, or the only people who benefit is the top 7%. Mostly the great, great majority benefits who are the top 1% to 2%. Okay, and that's basically money printing. And it's just, you know, it's part of the Keynesian economics. You believe you can change to create a better economy by changing the money supply, and that only benefits the big guy, not the little guy, because Keynesian economics is when in doubt, inflate. It's just like fractional reserve lending. Can you imagine if you as a listener could loan money to the government, to the banks, to the people, when you don't even have, and you just sit back and accept the interest and the principal coming back when you don't have the money in your bank or in your pocket or in your safe or under your mattress or wherever you keep it, in order to handle the defaults and the bankruptcies that occur. And you just take in the benefits, and you don't have any consequences or accountability for the bad things. Another example is Bill Clinton borrowing $2 trillion from Social Security and replacing them with IOUs. You know, if we were to be more informed, and especially the little guy, and we would not accept the powers that be, whether it be on the micro example like Vinny's electric company, or big government or big corporate oligarchies, which have created an alliance, which Trump inherited a total fascist system. If we could stand up to this and educate ourselves, we could see how the little people show how the little people are getting screwed with the present system that we have right now. And we have to, it just, everything is propaganda. We live in an absolute emperor has no clothes society. You know, it's amazing the information that comes out there. Just like that movie Money Monster. I talked to somebody who saw it, that movie with George Clooney. Everybody says it sucks. Basically, somebody came in and robbed. You know, he's kind of got like a money show on cable news or something. Someone came in and put a gun to him, and he admitted that everything is rigged. Basically, they're just trying to make it look like Hollywood is the savior for the little guy. It's the absolute opposite. They are the actor to basically create a false narrative, Vince.
Absolutely right. Even those food shows, those cooking shows, that's rigged. Believe it or not, the cooking shows are rigged. We'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Can the Democratic field for the White House next year get any bigger? Montana Governor Steve Bullock has just become the 22nd Democratic candidate.
We need to defeat Donald Trump in 2020 and defeat the corrupt system that lets campaign money drown out the people's voice.
That from Bullock's video announcement posted this morning. He won re-election in 2016 when President Trump carried Montana by 20 points. former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner just released from a Bronx halfway house this morning after being found guilty of sexting with a 15-year-old girl.
It's good to be out. Hope to get back to my family and make up for some lost time.
He'd been sentenced to 20 months in prison, but spent the final months in a halfway house. He's been ordered to register as a level one sex offender. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
What a mess. If you heard the top of, or I'm sorry, the bottom of the hour news, you heard that Anthony Weiner is now out of confinement. Now, who is Anthony Weiner? Well, if you go to Wikipedia, line number one says Anthony Weiner, sexting scandals. Next line, Anthony Weiner is a former member of the United States House of Representatives from New York City who's been involved in multiple sex scandals related to sexting. He is a predator who was trying to ensnare a girl, a 15-year-old girl, a U.S. Congress person, thing, critter. Can you imagine the highest level of achievement, running the government corporation, we've got a guy who tried to ensnare a 15-year-old girl. Anthony's wiener was married. His wife divorced him. And of course, he denied it. Can you imagine? Anthony's wiener. So, if you're wondering why we're going down, class, it's just one more tiny example of the decay of America everywhere you look. And these Congress things, they wonder why we don't respect them. Are you kidding? How can you respect someone like that? How is it possible? Or Roy Blunt, Mr. Monsanto himself. By the way, I know one of the reasons why we've been attacked by these parasites. Because they are defending Senator Roy Blunt as, you know, a really good guy. Mr. Monsanto, taking bribes from Monsanto. Now, they're not really called bribes, are they? I think they're called political contributions. They're bribes. So, Roy Blunt protects Monsanto, and then, hey, there was just a $3 billion award for a victim of Roundup, Monsanto. And there's more coming. That was the third. There's just the fourth. Now the floodgates are open. And, of course, Bayer, who bought Monsanto, they're probably scratching heads wondering, why did we buy this liability? But they did. Why did they do it? Well, that's the IG Farben company. So they've been poisoning people for years. Bayer, IG Farben, that's one. And Monsanto, that's another. They're a weapons company. They join forces to poison the planet. And people are dying from it. And they're getting sued. And I hope they get sued out of business. That's what needs to happen. And all the principals, all the top management needs to go to prison for poisoning the planet. Rich Heben?
Well, you kind of deviated a little bit from Anthony Weiner to Monsanto, but I'll give it my best shot. You know, we have to remember that we talk about, you know, when it comes to sexting 15-year-old girls, that's basically pedophilia. And we have pedophilia grooming gangs everywhere, not just in America, but all over the world. And as long as the powers that be are not going to do anything about it, I mean, we've been talking, or, you know, none of us are prudes. Americans are prudes. We're not, you know, we don't care what goes on behind closed doors. But why can't they use these four words that we talk about all the time? Adult, mutual, consensual sex. What's the big innovation? Why is it so hard? Adult, mutual, consensual sex. Just make those words legal and binding, and I think we can eliminate a lot of this pedophilia stuff. You got to remember, too, since the 1990s, Congress has had a bimbo slush fund, which cost the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars to pay off these women. As long as we allow gold diggers and mistresses to be legal, in other words, as long as we have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, this is going to continue to happen. So, you know, I basically just discussed how we can fix this whole thing in a matter of seconds. But the powers that be do not want the same rules, laws, and accountability. They want to do what they want. And when you have an addiction to power, money, control at the highest levels, unfortunately, this is what happens, Vince.
Well, you use the word bimbo slush fund, and that's the term. You know, bimbo was that came out when William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, the guy who couldn't keep his zipper up, you know, would prey on these women. He liked lots of women, all kinds of women. They had a guy who was in charge of putting out the bimbo eruptions. And that's the word they use, bimbos. Well, I think the term really should be the amoral defense fund. That's more descriptive, right? Because that means that the Congressional Amoral Defense Fund, because that's what these guys are. They are. They're amoral. They're without morals, lacking moral sense, unconcerned with the rightness or wrongness of something. That's Congress.
And then you got to remember, you can't have a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability, like I just said. You know, just like that Behar lady on The Voice, she basically said all that Bill Clinton's people, women that he raped and stuff like that, she called them tramps. So you can't have, you know, you say the word immoral. Being a gold digger is immoral. Being a mistress is immoral. So you can't place it all on the guys when, you know, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors in the first place. And
I'm not placing it on the guys.
Rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. This is why I say I have three criteria to stand for principle. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is, which is very applicable here, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what victim group status or protectionist group status they come from, then you get to do it too. See, we can't just finger Congress or finger men or finger this. Or, you know, we have to basically put the blame where it occurs. As long as it's legal to be a gold digger, to be a mistress, as long as Democrats can do what they want, whether they may be male or female, it's not acceptable. This is why we have to follow criteria three. If somebody gets away with it because of what group they're from, then you get to do it too. That's what we cannot have exceptions based on what group we're in. And this is what has got us into this situation in the first place, is group identity politics. And group identity politics, along with demographics, central banks, and Keynesian economics, is what is taking us down, economically speaking. Vince?
Yeah, what I'm saying is amoral. That would apply to the mistresses, that would apply to the Congress people, that would apply to everybody. And what I'm trying to delineate is this is a fund to defend the guilty from their amorality. That's what I'm saying.
Well, no one disagrees with that. But at the same time, look how the Democrats put porn stars like Stormy Daniels on a pedestal. This is basically an example of America being drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. You know, as long as we don't, the mainstream media basically protects pedophilia grooming gangs. You know, unless this is talked about every minute of every day on mainstream media, you can't talk about sex. You know, it's we have to have, I mean, my God, there are who knows how many websites out there where college girls are looking for sugar daddies. You know, this is why I know what you're saying, but you can't allow one group where it's okay and allow another group where it's not okay. It's a total waste of taxpayer dollars and resources when we should be fixing our debt and we should, you know, we're trillions of dollars in debt, for Pete's sakes. And, you know, we have, you know, I mean, look what happened with political correctness and the Kavanaugh effect. Now you have literal industries like Wall Street who are basically saying things like, we can't have dinners with female colleagues. Don't sit next to them in flights. Don't book hotel rooms on the same floor. Avoid one-on-one meetings. Avoid hiring women because they are unknown risks. You know, this is the stuff that industries, even Wall Street, are saying. So if men avoid working with or traveling with women altogether, or to stop mentoring women for fear of being accused of sexual harassment, these men are going to back out of sexual harassment complaints, and it's just going to, things are going to get to the point where being accused discrimination. There's nothing. It's going to be almost like being accused of rape because of this political correctness. And until we have the same rules, laws, and accountability, things are just going to continue to get worse. Because you don't empower a woman when you scream wolf damsels in distress all the time when it just suits them, especially in the context of getting money. This is one of the reasons why Candace Owens always talks about the war on men. But when we have an America where the divorce rate is between 70 and 75%, and less than 30% of men want to get married, and Sharia law is dominating the influx into the Western world, you know, this is a major concern. And this is why we can't be politically correct, and we have to say it like it is, and use the term adult mutual consensual sex, Benson.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some statistics when we come back about a little tiny... little tiny town in Missouri, birthplace of Senator Roy Blunt. You're not going to believe this when I tell you.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. Just down the road from us is a little town called Niangua. My post office address is Niangua. I'll spell it for you so you can just look it up. N-I-A-N-G-U-A. That's all you have to type. One word into your search engine. N-I-A-N-G-U-A. Little town in Missouri. It's the birthplace of U.S. Senator Roy Blunt, Mr. Monsanto. The population of Niangua, Missouri is 421 people. 421, less than 500 people. The number of registered sex offenders in Niangua is 15. 4% of the population of Niangua, Missouri are registered. 4% are registered as sex offenders. 4% of the population. There's an article in front of me. I'm just going to read you the headlines. Judge sentences Niangua, Missouri man to 1,003 years of prison. 1,003 years. You've never heard of anything like that, right? 1,000-year sentence for what? Well, he abused his wife and his children. He brutally was found guilty of brutally beating his wife and children with a pickaxe handle and a pipe. The exact sentence was 1003 years. Niangua, Missouri, home of Roy Blunt. If you type in Niangua, just the word Niangua, you'll find that you'll get an image of the City Hall of Niangua. The City Hall of Niangua is one step above a falling down trailer. You think I'm kidding? I have pictures that I've taken that if I had the website up, I would show you what the city, the town of my Niangua, Missouri is like. You wouldn't believe it. It's a blight. It looks like the absolute worst thing you could show anybody and say, I'm proud to be an American, and pull out pictures of Niangua. Now, the images on the internet are nothing like what you would really see. They show this city hall, just the corner of it. It is dilapidated. Literally, it is one step above a falling down trailer. I exaggerate not. So I guess I need to post some pictures of the life in Roy Blunt's birthplace. What I'm telling you is the United States is a mess, an absolute mess. Please look that up, NIANGUA. You won't believe it. So, Rick Schieben, we have people in government, people surrounding us, our neighbors, our sex offenders. And why would anybody let their children out? Why? Right down the road from us, there's a high school, and the high school teacher was fired for having sexual relations with one of her students. Prominent family name here in Missouri. So you're wondering why I want to bail out? Now you know. It's a mess. But it's not just here. It's lots of places. But this is pretty bad. Any comments, Rich?
Well, yeah, it's it's mostly due to political correctness, Vince. You know, we've allowed a totally separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what victim group status somebody has. And when I say protectionist group status, that means wealth. That means power. That means big corporate America and big government employees. You know, we can't have, I mean, look at the FBI and the DOJ. I mean, look at all these phony narratives. You know, look at all these big companies who don't even apply to antitrust laws anymore. Look at all the shadow banning and anti-First Amendment behaviors that are going on. You know, we literally have the patriots versus the traitor globalists occurring in America today.
You're absolutely right. And class, think about this. Let's go back to Niagara for just a second. Let's say of all the sex offenders that only 25% are convicted, okay, and registered. Let's say three quarters of them get away with it. That means that 16% of the people in Niagara would be sex offenders. Can you imagine?
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.